بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. This is the ashar of Wadara Sheikh Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Muhammad Sahib Damir Barakat Rahmatullah Alayh. نئے جام و مینا عطا ہو رہے ہیں جو ہر دم خدا پر فدا ہو رہے ہیں جو ہر دم خدا پر فدا ہو رہے ہیں وہ فانی بتوں سے جدا ہو رہے ہیں جو ہر دم خدا پر فدا ہو رہے ہیں وہ فانی بتوں سے جدا ہو رہے ہیں وہ خمر کوہن تو قوی تر ہے لیکن نئے جام و مینا عطا ہو رہے ہیں وہ خمر کوہن تو قوی تر ہے لیکن نئے جام و مینا عطا ہو رہے ہیں کبھی قلب دے کر کبھی جان دے کر رہے عشق میں با وفا ہو رہے ہیں کبھی قلب دے کر کبھی جان دے کر رہے عشق میں با وفا ہو رہے ہیں خوشی اپنی ان کی خوشی پر لٹا کر ہم اب لہل صدق و صفا ہو رہے ہیں خوشی اپنی ان کی خوشی پر لٹا کر ہم اب لہل صدق و صفا ہو رہے ہیں کبھی پی رہے ہیں کبھی پی رہے ہیں لہو آرزو کا مٹا کر خودی با خدا ہو رہے ہیں کبھی پی رہے ہیں لہو آرزو کا مٹا کر خودی با خدا ہو رہے ہیں تجھے ہو مبارک یہ اشک ندامت نئے باب الفت کیوا ہو رہے ہیں تجھے ہو مبارک یہ اشک ندامت نئے باب الفت کیوا ہو رہے ہیں یہ شان کرم ہے یہ شان کرم ہے کہ نالائق پر کرم کے ہر دم عطا ہو رہے ہیں یہ شان کرم ہے کہ نالائق پر کرم کے ہر دم عطا ہو رہے ہیں جو ہر دم خدا پر فدا ہو رہے ہیں وہ فانی بتوں سے جدا ہو رہے ہیں محبت کی اختر کرامت تو دیکھو کہ سلطان ہو کر گدا ہو رہے ہیں محبت کی اختر کرامت تو دیکھو کہ سلطان ہو کر گدا ہو رہے ہیں یہ شان کرم ہے کہ نالائق پر کرم کے ہر دم عطا ہو رہے ہیں کرم ان کے ہر دم عطا ہو رہے ہیں کرم ان کے ہر دم عطا ہو رہے ہیں
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى اما بعد friends these are the ashar of a true and a great lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and where a person like me who hasn't even got an inkling where can I stand and even translate this to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make me speak and say what is right first of all what is beneficial to me and thereafter to everybody else the title of this beautiful poem ke naye jaam umina ata ho rahe when a person comes closer towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is now raising him from level to level then a person looks back and he says ah I used to be doing this and then even on his good he starts making tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that oh Allah how could I have been reading my salah like that what is salah I don't even understand what it is what is qurbani the days of qurbani just went I don't even understand what it is that oh Allah this is all your fadl this is your karam that you have accepted me you have given me the tawfiq of doing this and now you have given me the tawfiq that first what was my condition on weekends how I used to spend my time after hours what I used to do and now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving me tawfiq to come to the masjid to make tilawat of Quran Sharif to take his name to remember him to make dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all this is the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so Allah rahmatullah alayhi says jo har dam khuda par fida ho rahe hain wa fani buto se juda ho rahe hain that person who is all the time giving his life for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sacrificing making effort a salik what you say a salik a person who's traversing who's traveling a journey a salik going towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala making every effort that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must be pleased with me all the time qabr and all the time the day of qiyamah and all the time the reckoning before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala this is his focus this is what is in his mind so all the time he's making his effort and he's sacrificing all pleasures all illegal and illicit pleasures for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to wafani buton se juda ho rahe the result of it is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now takes him away from everything fani buto fani is something which is temporary buto idol any idol which takes him away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whether it is a woman, whether it is sports, whether it is business, whatever it is, driving on the highway, the big billboards, anything which takes him away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now we see he is becoming averse from it. Now he is going away from it. Now he is not even thinking of it. The things that he used to be involved in, now even those things don't give him pleasure anymore. Now he is only sacrificing all the time, reversing. He is a salik, now walking towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That, oh Allah, what type of life did I lead up to today? What was the object and what was the purpose of me coming into this world? Oh Allah, what have I done? And oh Allah, now he's making an effort. And with the guidance of spiritual elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كُنُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ Say in the company of those people who are صَادِق فِي التَّقْوَى حَتَّى تَكُونُوا مِثْلَهُمْ Until you become like them. So this person is making an effort and walking, traversing, going towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now he is giving up and sacrificing every fani but every idol. Which is temporary, every idol, every pleasure, every desire, every wish of his, every fancy of his, which takes him away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now he's sacrificing that and he's coming away from that. وَخَمْرِ كُهَن تو قَوِي تَرْهِ لَكِن نَيَ جَامُ مِنَا عَتَا هُو رَهِ وَخَمْرِ كُهَن that old wine, which is very, very, very strong, a person, what type of habits he had, in what type of sin he was involved, that he had all this, it was very, very strong. But now when he came towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now naye jaam umina ata ho rahe hai. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving him the lazzat of making sajda. Now Allah is giving him the lazzat, the pleasure of waking up for tahajjud. Like Shaykh Sayyid Sulaiman Nadwi rahmatullahi alayhi, when he came to the khanqah of Hazrat Mullah Ashraf Ali Thani rahmatullahi alayhi, and then he said that, subah se intizam, wada milne ke shabe akhir mein hai, that oh Allah, your promise of meeting you, that where I can pour my heart out to you, where I can speak, where I can have solitude with you, where I can speak to you and I can cry before you over my sins of the past. Allah, that promise of yours is in the wee hours of the morning. It's now only morning, it's only the sun is rising, it's now only the time of Ishraq. I'm already waiting for that time. I'm already waiting for the night to come. So naye jaam umina ata ho rahe. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is opening up upon him the pleasure and the lazzat of the different types of the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of coming closer towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of sacrificing for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. کبھی قلب دے کر کبھی جان دے کر رہے عشق میں با وفا ہو رہے ہیں. سم ٹائمز بائی سیکریفائسنگ اف یور ہارٹ دیٹ وٹ یو وانٹ ٹو ڈو از اے پلیزر بٹ یو ریئلائز دیٹ دس از ڈس پلیز مائی اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی. As our pious elders have always taught us, a person can be alone on a business trip, alone in those hotel rooms where he's certain that nobody knows me here. My family is at home. Nobody, I can do as I please. I've got everything at my disposal. I've got money. I've got everything here. Just recently somebody was speaking of the business trips that they go on, and there they have all these spas and all these things. Now he realizes that my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching me. کوئی تجھے آسمان سے دیکھ رہا ہے. دیٹ وٹ ایور یو آر ہائیڈنگ فرام دا گیزز آف پیپل ناؤ پرسن کمز ٹو ریئلائز دیٹ اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ از واچنگ می. سو دیبٹس آف دا پاسٹ دوز آر ویری 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 اسٹرانگ بٹ ناؤ این اے پرسن پٹس ہز فوٹ ان دس پاتھ اینڈ ہی واکس ٹوارڈز اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ اینڈ اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ سو ٹو سے پلز ہم میک جذب آف ہم برنگز ہم کلوزر ٹوارڈز اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ تو نئے جام و مینا عطا ہو رہے ہیں آل دا ٹائم. اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ از اوپننگ اپ ایونیوز فار ہم. ہی از سیئنگ دیٹ ناؤ وٹ ہی یوز ٹو ڈو ہاؤ ہی یوز ٹو اسپینڈ دس ٹائم اینڈ ناؤ ہاؤ از واکنگ دس پاتھ آف کمنگ کلوزر ٹوارڈز اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ. خوشی اپنی ان کی خوشی پر لٹا کر ہم اب اہل صدق صفا ہو رہے ہیں. خوشی اپنی مائی وشز مائی ڈیزائر مائی ومز اینڈ مائی فینسیز تھنگز وچ میک می ہیپی آئی اسٹارٹ سیکریفائسنگ آل دس فار دا پلیزر آف اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ. ان کی خوشی پر دیٹ آئی سیکریفائز مائی ہیپینس فار دا ہیپینس آف اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ. دیٹ آئی وانٹ ٹو ڈو دس اینڈ آئی وانٹ ٹو ڈو دیٹ ایٹ دس پوائنٹ ان ٹائم دس از واٹ اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ وانٹس می ٹو ڈو. وٹ آئی وانٹ ٹو ڈو از گوئنگ ٹو ڈس پلیز اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ. ناؤ یو سیکریفائز دیٹ اینڈ یو اسٹے اوے فرام یور ڈیزائر یو اسٹے اوے فرام آل دوز تھنگز وچ ول ڈس پلیز اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ. ہاؤ اے پرسن وین ہی لو سمبڈی یو لو یور وائف یو لو یور چلڈرن یو لو یور پیرنٹس ہو ایور دین یو آلویز سی ٹو اٹ دیٹ یو ڈونٹ ڈو اینی تھنگ دیٹ ول ڈس پلیز دیم. Why? They are beloved to you. المحب لمن يحب مطيع. A person who loves somebody else. He is always obedient to his beloved. Whatever the beloved will say. In fact, even before the beloved can request something. کہ محبت خود سکھاتی ہے آداب محبت. When a person falls in love, then this love automatically teaches him the etiquettes of love. That how to show love, how to respect the elders, how to speak, what words to use, what not to say, how to behave. All these things come automatically to a person. So now, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes beloved to him, then all the time, his happiness means nothing to him. That no, just if I do something, it will just please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What can please my Lord? What can please my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? All the time is making that effort of coming closer towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hum ab ahle صدق و صفا ہو رہے ہیں بائی سیکریفائسنگ اوور اون پلیزر فار دا ہیپینس آف اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ. اینڈ دا ہیپینس آف اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ رضوان من اللہ اکبر. وین یو اسپیک آف صحابہ کرام رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہم اجمعین رضی اللہ عنہم دیٹ اللہ از پلیزڈ ود دیم. دے آر پلیزڈ ود اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ. دس پلیزر آف اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ دس از دا گریٹسٹ تھنگ. ذالک ھو الفوز العظیم. دا گریٹسٹ سکسیس دیٹ دا پرسن کین اچیو از دی پلیزر آف اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ. دیٹ وین دا پیپل ول گوئنگ ٹو دی اہل جنت وین دی ول going to Jannat and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask them that my servant, that my promises, did you find it true? Have my promises come true? And they will say, oh Allah, whatever you promised, you gave us that and far more. Allah will ask, is there anything more that you desire? Oh Allah, what can we ask for? You have given us everything, more than we could have even thought of, more than we could have even asked for. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say that now enjoy the pleasures of Jannat, that I will never ever become displeased with you. This announcement that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never ever become displeased with the people of Jannah, this will bring them even more joy than all the ni'mat of Jannah. So when a person will sacrifice his desires and his pleasures for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make him loyal in that love. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make him firm in that love. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that whoever does good actions, whether it be male, whether it be female, فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً. In this world already we will give him a good living. We will give him a good lifestyle. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst them. Further, Hazrat Wala rahmatullah alayhi says, کبھی پی رہے ہیں لہو آرزو کا مٹا کر خودی با خدا ہو رہے ہیں. اٹ سم ٹائمز وی آر ڈرنکنگ اور بلڈ آف آرزو آف آور وشز. ناؤ وی آر سیکریفائسنگ لائک جسٹ ناؤ وی مینشن دیٹ آور پلیزرز وٹ ایور وی فیل بٹ وی ریئلائز دیٹ دس تھنگ از ول ٹیک می فردر اوے فرام اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ. ناؤ پرسن فوکس از آخرہ دین از آلویز میکنگ این ایفرٹ ان دیٹ وے. دین اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ حضرت والا رحمۃ اللہ علیہ سیز مٹا کر خودی با خدا ہو رہے ہیں. Could it to be to think of one's own self, ego, one's self ego? Now, when a person sacrifices one's own self, that he realizes that I am nothing. Like Hazrat Mullah Ashrafuddin Thani, rahmatullah alayhi, used to make the muraqabah every day, taking his own name. That Ashraf Ali, halan, dunya ke tamam musalmanon mein, mardon mein, auraton mein, sabse kamtar, badtar tu hi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with an atom of that, an inkling of that, just that iota of that. If only this can come into me and to everybody else, what this world will be. This will be a different place. Imagine the time, the zamana of the Sahaba ikram radiallahu ta'ala and majma'in. What was their lifestyle? Nevertheless, when a person will sacrifice his ego, his self-ego, and he will sacrifice himself and realize that I am nothing, and where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where that Allah, you allowed me to come into the masjid, you allowed me to put my forehead on the ground. Rasulullah Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the person is closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he's in the position of sajda. Now a person realizes that me making sajda, taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this tongue with which I backbite, with which I swear, with which so much vulgarities, obscenities, all these things, the same tongue, Allah is giving me tawfiq to take his name. This is the fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Further, Hazratullah rahmatullah alayhi says, tujhe ho mubarak ye ashke nadamat naye bab ulfat ke wah ho rahe hai. That these tears of regret and these tears of remorse, and now a person thinks of his past, that oh Allah, what actions I did, what type of life I led, and then a person makes tawbah towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the person who makes tawbah is like that person who didn't sin at all. Inna Allah yuhibbu at-tawwabin. Now he becomes beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, yuhib Allah, he becomes beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as we always learn here, that a person can always make a claim that he loves somebody else. But a claim to be beloved to somebody else, then a person needs qualities in him. So now he makes tawbah and he realizes his path and he repents, and now he's crying in solitude, sometimes raising his hands in dua, sometimes just sitting and making muraqabah, and that is the greatest thing, thinking about his path. He's making tawbah towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then naye baab ulfat ke wah ho rahe, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens upon him different wisdoms. Like we have learnt here, when a person stays quiet, silent for 40 days for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open upon him the fountains of wisdom, things that he never thought of in the past, things that he never even knew of. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless him with understanding. So like that, when a person will make tawbah and come closer towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open up upon him avenues and different ways, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will draw him closer towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Further, Hazrat Allah rahmatullah alayhi says, یہ شان کرم ہے کہ نالائقوں پر کرم ان کے ہر دم عطا ہو رہے ہیں. This is the grace and fadl and karam and generosity, kindness, mercy, benevolence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that all the time He's showering His blessings upon people like me, wrongdoers, sinners, people who have forgotten Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that I don't even think that one day I'm going to die. I don't even think that one day I'm going to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Such people like me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time showering His favors, His blessings, the eyes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with, the clothes that we are wearing, the air that we are breathing, the homes that we are living in, the parents that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us, the family, the wife, the children, the food that we're eating, all these things, the mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are being showered upon us all the time, and we are not worthy of it even one split moment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that being who gives us and gives in abundance without a person being even rightful of it, without a person having any quality or anything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time blessing us and showering us with His favors. And isn't it only right that we always be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we always only turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and always keep Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before us, and always ponder and remember that one day we won't be here. How we pick up janazas and we take them on our shoulders towards the grave. One day we will be in that bayah. One day, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us husni khatma with aafiyat. We don't even know if we'll get a qabr. We don't even know. A person dies in a wave, in a plane crash. Body is burned beyond recognition. Ash, no ghusl, no kafan, no janazah, no qabr, nothing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. But when a person now will realize that one day I'm going to go, one day I'll be in that bayah, and one day I'll go into the qabr, one day I'll have to answer the questions of Munkar and Nakir, one day I'm going to have to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with understanding. And finally, in the final couplet, Hazrat Allah rahmatullah alayhi says, Muhabbat ki akhtar karamat to dekho, کہ سلطان ہو کر گدا ہو رہے ہیں. حضرت والا رحمۃ اللہ علیہ یوزنگ ہز اون نیم بٹ لیسن فار اس آل دیٹ وی شوڈ آلویز پونڈر دیٹ سی دا میریکل آف لو. When a person loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now he can be who? He can be enjoying what position? He can be a big businessman. He can be the mayor of the city. He can be a counselor. He can be a parliamentarian. He can be whoever he is. But when the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes into the heart of a person, then he realizes that he is nothing. And the days of Hajj just went. What karamat, what the ibadat of love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everybody in the same garment, in the same type of clothes, doing the same activity, begging in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everybody raising their hands in the same way. So, when the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come into the heart, then it can be a king, it can be a pauper, everybody becomes equal, and a person realizes that I am nothing, and a person makes effort for the akhirah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless me with understanding, first of all.
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. This poem that was read and explained, mashallah, has got great, great lessons for us. May Allah تبارك وتعالى bless us with those realities. To have the true love of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, and that we humble ourselves in front of Allah, and that is the greatest treasure which a person can acquire. May Allah in His kindness bless us with that, inshallah. Here we are reading questions that were posed to Hazrat with regard to one's self-reformation, how to progress in this path of reaching Allah Ta'ala, which was read in the poem. So here the person asking the question says, Hazrat Wala, آپ کی بابرکت صحبت کی برکت سے الحمدللہ میری صورت سر تا پیر سنت کے مطابق بن گئی ہے. It says, by coming in your company and being under your guidance, your tutorship, alhamdulillah, my outside has come right. From head to toe, according to sunnat, everything has come in my life. اس کے علاوہ ٹی وی، گانے، غیر شرعی مجالس، سود کے گناہ سے بھی اجتناب کرتا ہوں. Besides that, from the other sins like the TV, music, and gatherings which are against Shariat, business transactions which are filled with interest, that we had done already previously, for that. Yeah, the further what we read, جب خانقاہ میں میرا قیام ہوتا ہے تو پرچہ عشق مجازی کا علاج کے مراقبہ نمبر 3 اور نمبر 5 کر نہیں پاتا. اس کے علاوہ ذکر و اذکار کے الحمدللہ پابندی ہو رہی ہے. This person says that when I come to the Khanqa to stay there for my reformation, then unfortunately certain points I do not manage to do those. Certain wazifa, certain ma'amulat. Besides that, the others I do. So with whatever those points are, that is not the important point here. The answer Hazrat gives is, Shaykh ki sohbet mein agar azkar nawafil chhoot jaye to koi muzaiqa nahi. When a person is by the Shaykh, then if he misses his zikr, etc., there is no harm in that. At that time, when you are by the Shaykh, the company of the Shaykh and his bayans, etc., that is more important. So if a person cannot finish his zikr, his ma'amulats, when he is by his Shaykh, that won't be harmful to him. But however, when he is away from his Shaykh, then it is very important that he keeps up and completes his ma'amulat. That will keep him going. If he does not do that, then he is going to fall back again. And one example is, like which we have here in the madrasa, with the HIP students, whenever holidays come, then the ustads complain. When they come back, they don't know their door, because they weren't doing it in the holidays. And if it's a long holiday, then it puts them very much back. And the ustad again has to make, perhaps for quite a while, an effort to bring them back where they were when they left. So just like that, when we are not in the presence of the Shaykh, we are busy with our thing, then our dhikr usually doesn't take long. It's perhaps a matter of 20 minutes, half an hour. But if we do that properly, then we will progress. And every week we come, we will progress further. If we sit for itikaf in Ramadan, etc., we will progress tremendously. But if we don't do our adhkar, and we're still coming every week, it is like a student who didn't do his homework, didn't learn his lesson, didn't revise his lesson, is coming to class, but he doesn't really progress because he did not do his homework. So that is very important. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Further he writes, حضرت والا کئی سالوں سے یہ بیماری ہے جس کی اطلاع اس سے قبل بھی پہنچائی گئی تھی. He says, I've got this great weakness and I've informed you of this before also. اور جواباً آپ نے فرمایا تھا کہ تمام نمازوں کے بعد سات مرتبہ یا حیو یا قیوم. And I informed you and you gave me the remedy for it also, that after every namaz I must read 7 times Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, or 7 martaba La Hawla Wa La Quwwata Illa Billah, 7 times La Hawla Wa La Quwwata Illa Billah, or Baad Zuhar La Hawla Wa La Quwwata Illa Billah 21 martaba, and after Zuhar namaz the same La Hawla Wa La Quwwata 21 times. مگر سونے کے وقت شہوت اور پچھلے گندے گندے خیالات کا آنا ابھی جاری ہے. This is his sickness, he says that, but at the time when I go to sleep, then the thoughts of lust, of evil, and my previous sins I used to commit, all those come and attack me terribly. The treatment you gave me, that I must read after every namaz 7 times, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, and 7 times La Hawla Wa La Quwwata Illa Billah, but after Zuhar 21 times. I'm doing that, but still this illness of mine, this lustful and terrible and wrong thoughts still come to me when I go to bed. Bil akhir natija ikhraj mani ki surat mein hota hai, and the result of this is that finally my semen comes out, whichever way it is, then I ejaculate. And I'm involved in this guna still. حالانکہ میں بہت خیالات کو رفع کرنے کی کوشش کرتا ہوں. Though I try my level best to remove these thoughts, that these thoughts don't come to me. And this, many people are plagued with this. And some even ask, will I ever be remedied from this? So the answer that gives is very important for us to listen to, because this is a thing that applies to many of us. If it does apply to us, let us see what is the remedy Hazrat has given, or if somebody asks us, then we know what remedy to give those people as well. Hazrat says, جب تک ہمت نہ کرو گے گناہ نہیں چھوٹ سکتا. It's not only of reading wazifas, but until a person doesn't use all his courage which Allah has given him. Every person has got this courage and a capability. Allah has commanded us not to sin. And if Allah did not give us the defense of staying away from sin, then na'uzubillah, this will be zulam from Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala does not make zulam in any way whatsoever. So we have got that courage, but it is for us to use it. If we don't use it, that is our problem. But Allah has given us that capability. All the sins, whichever sins they are, we have the ability to stay away from them. We are not forced to do them in any way. And in fact, on the day of Qiyamah, people will want to blame Shaitan. And Shaitan will say, I only invited you, I only told you about it, I didn't force you. Also, it comes that people who committed wrong, they will blame their elders. Whoever like the peer pressure, they will blame the peer that he made us do this. He will say, I didn't, it's you, you did the guna. I just told you about it, I encouraged you, but I didn't force you to make the guna. And this will be one azab on its own, this blame game. That this one will be blaming that one will be blaming that one. And it happens in this world also, Allah save us. Wherever people get together, a family, in the business, wherever, and something goes wrong, then we all start blaming one another. you did this, you didn't do that, you had to do that. And that is azab on its own when we start blaming one another. So anyway, so everyone has the capability to stay away from every sin, whether it is the sin of the eyes, the sin of the tongue, the sin of one's thoughts, or anything further and worse also, everyone has the capability. So Hazrat says that a person has got that, jab tak himmat na karoge, that himmat, that courage which is in a person, and a person does not use it, till then guna, a person will not give up. Shehwat ke taqadhe ke waqt uska muqabla karna, aur guna ke lazzat ko chhorne ke takleef ko bardash karna. When this lust comes, and sometimes it comes very strong also, which is termed nare shehwat, the fire of lust. It comes like a fire in a person. And no matter, it appears that whatever I want to do, until I don't commit this guna, I won't be able to stay away from it. Like cigarettes, until I don't have that smoke, I'm not going to be sick. Or drugs, or a person who's an alcoholic. But all this also, a person can stay away from it. And all these gunas, the treatment, no matter what they teach in the rehabs or wherever, whatever counseling it is, a person has got that courage and he has to use it. So for that, Hazrat says that you must take the trouble at that time, no matter how strong it comes, that I'm not going to commit this sin. Or thaan lena, ke chahe jaan jaati rahegi, lekin guna ke haram lazzat na uthaunga. And a person determines this, that even if my life has to go, but I'm not going to commit this guna. When a person gets that one or two times, and then finish it, he will be saved for it for life. It's just a matter of being firm at that time, that I'm not going to commit this guna. And he puts shaitan totally off. When shaitan will say he see that he's losing like this, then shaitan won't trouble him anymore. Then to every guna, whether it is our anger, whether it is guna of the eyes, our thoughts, whatever, a person will be able to give it up very easily. So when that time comes, this is a test from Allah Ta'ala. And in fact, in the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala teaches us that when these times come, when the desire of that guna, the more stronger it comes, and now it seems like impossible to get away from it, but you just push into that impossibility and you stay away from it. That is when you make your life in that. Like for example, a person at the haram, sometimes when the crowds are very big, we hear half an hour before time, they close the gate. Now if you are just there where they put the barriers, and there's a small gap left, and you just push through, you are in the haram. But if you fear that, no, I can't go, I'll get hurt, I'll do this, you are out. So when these desires come, it seems impossible now to stay away, but push yourself in that impossibility of not doing it, and you'll see you are saved for life. So this, whatever it is at that time, those are trying times which Allah puts to a person. But he puts it, Allah saves him. A beautiful instance is written of a certain lady by the name of Fidda. And Fidda, silver. What a lady she must have, Isamba Musamma. From her name, her qualities were also like that. And she became very famous also for this great karamat Allah had blessed her. So one great Shaykh Alim, when he heard, he wanted to go and see this karamat and experience it himself also. So he went to that village where she was, and he says also that this is not our tariqah, that we go and visit women. Though her family all were there, we don't go and visit women. But this was an occasion that it was necessary. He wanted to experience this great karamat, honor Allah had blessed the world. Yeah, another point that we learn in the lives of our buzurgs always, even in the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, there are those occasions like that where certain things were done, and people who follow their nafs mainly, they take that one point and they say, well, the Hazrat also did it, buzurg also did, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam did it, so they justify it. Like for example, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam did make namaz without topi, but one occasion. But they don't see the whole life that he used to make namaz with topi.
that one occasion that he made without topi, and that was a necessity, that was a certain occasion. They use that, and now for life, they say this is we follow that. Or Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam did make namaz with shoes on, one occasion, but whole life was without shoes. Now they use that one occasion, and there is no logic in there also. It is only nafs parasti. So like this Buzurg went, so you can't use that as a dalil, that because he went on this occasion, so we also go. So anyway, he went with his murids, with his students, whoever, and he bought, what a miracle he heard about, for that he bought a brand new bowl also. So when he went there and he asked her, this great miracle Allah has blessed you, which was Allah gave them a goat. The milk of that goat was milk and honey together, it used to come out. So they wanted to drink, so that such a, it is like a, from Jannah. For that they bought a brand new bowl, that to honor that. And there also we learn that anything of honor, we should also treat it with honor. That whatever there is, Quran Sharif, respect the Quran, then a person benefits more. Anything like that, the more a person has respect and honor, the more he benefits. So they spoke to her, we heard you got this great karamat. She said yes, and she handed the goat to them. You can milk it and experience it yourself. They milked it and they found abad, that honey and milk coming out together. Then they asked her how it happened. She explained that the day of Qurbani came, and my husband said, let us slaughter this one goat. She said, it's not farz on us. We are so poor, we've got nothing else. We only got this one goat. And it's not farz for us to make Qurbani. And we live by the milk this goat gives us. The children, we all are living by. So they didn't slaughter it. Allah made it so that guests came on the day of Eid also. Now to honor the guests, that is a very important ikram-e-zaif. To respect and honor the guest is a very great thing, which today, unfortunately, we can say is almost totally gone out of us. What is it, how to honor the guest? Now look at her deep understanding also, her fahm. She said that to honor the guest is compulsory upon us. And we got nothing else besides this goat. So let us slaughter it. So for that now she, so this that difficult, they got nothing else. But this she said, we will slaughter. So she told the husband, slaughter the goat, I will prepare the food, we will honor the guests that have come. So, and but she said, go and slaughter it outside behind the wall. If the children will see, it will have a great effect on them. So he went, he slaughtered it. Suddenly she saw the goat is on standing on top of the wall. So she thought that the goat escaped from the husband, and let me go and help him catch it, and then we can slaughter it. When she went there, she saw he's already skinning the goat. And then she realized this was a goat Allah had sent. Exactly, looking exactly like that goat, as a great karamat, as a ni'mat, from, because they sacrificed to Allah. This is those occasions when we do what we have to do, and Allah looks after you in such a way forever after that. So even this gunas that we have to stay away from, when that desire, and you save yourself at that time, you are saved for life. You fall into it, you're going deeper into it. May Allah help us all. We are very weak and we just falter all the time. But if we do that, so then Allah Ta'ala bless them with this goat. And then she mentions a very important point. She says this goat grazes in the pastures of the heart. If the heart is pure and clean, then you get this result of milk and honey together. And this milk and honey is of Jannat, of course. And to have it in this dunya, what to say? And if your heart is dirty or greedy and you don't want to sacrifice, you don't want to, at that time you don't do what you have to do, then you lose out completely. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. So Hadrat says, when these occasions of guna come, then a person must plug that courage of his. And stay away from it. Determine. It can be drugs, it can be alcohol. There can't be any disease for which there isn't a cure. It is there. We will go and spend the tens of thousands of rands at rehabs, etc., for everything. But it is within a person. That you just have to use that courage, whatever guna it can be. Jab tak ye himmat na karoge, tab tak guna nahi chhoot sakta. until a person does not take this courage which Allah has given him, it is within him, till then guna won't leave a person. A person will be involved in guna. So Allah tabaraka ta'ala give us tawfiq to have that courage at that time, or just to do whatever right a person has to do. Also, one other interesting incident by which we can also learn lot lessons, and this is of a non-Muslim. We all know of the Hewlett Sugar Company now, but the starting of it was a person who was a white man, a poor, ordinary person, nothing any so big or anything. And very many years ago, he was selling a car, and then he sold it to Natal they call an Indian person. We call them Tamils, they call them Indians there, for 350 rand the deal was made. But then after that somebody came and offered him 500 rand. He said, I gave my word already. Now just on that, otherwise the temptation, you sold a car today for 35 and somebody offers you 50, or 350,000 and somebody comes and offers you 500,000, it's not everyone's cup of tea that he has the courage. And it was just by word, that agreement also, not on paper. And today we just turn away, easily we turn away, our words change all the time, our promises we break all the time. Ask the wife, ask the husband, between the two, he makes so much promises, he breaks all his promises, he lies so much, all the things to speak the truth at that time, and that those are the things that bring out great, great quality. So he said, I gave my word. He says that he is convinced, because of that Allah opened his doors. And this whole big Hewlett Sugar Company, which is an international company today. So this is that to keep one's word. At that time then Allah tabaraka ta'ala gives a person and takes him where and where. Similarly, that instance we mentioned also, that one mufti sahab of Saharanpur, very many, many years ago, his daughter was getting married in Deoband, his son. So they went to Deoband. And after the marriage, and those days, ox wagon and dirt roads and that. So they were returning at night. It was moonlit, full moon, lot of light. And bandits came and stopped them on the way and robbed them. So he told, don't hurt us. We will give you everything, all our wedding presents. So they gave it all away and they went away with it. And they could see them in the felt now. They were sharing it out amongst themselves. So the bride said that my ring, which was very expensive, a gold ring with a diamond on it, she said it got saved. So the mufti sahab, the father-in-law, he said that I told them we'll give them all the presents. So that ring also is also amongst those presents. Bring that ring also, I'll go and give it to them. Now who will do this? Where are we? But these are those tight corners which you just push in and you do it at that time. And then see what Allah Ta'ala does for them. So she took it and he went and gave it to them. They were also, of course, shocked. They came back, they started moving. The bandits came again, stopped them again. He said, now we gave you everything, that ring was left, that also. Now what more you want? They say, we came to return everything. And we came to make tawbah at your hands. So what Allah gave, almost immediately, what Allah Ta'ala gave in return. They all made tawbah, no bayan or anything. That one amal. So these occasions come to us also all the time. We are stopped by a police officer speeding, and you can see he wants a bribe, but you don't give a bribe at that time. There are some of our friends, Allah reward them, middle of the night they were stopped and they were speeding well over the limit for which you have to be locked up. And he said, we're going to lock you up. He said, fine, you lock me up. And they made clear signs, they give us a bribe. He says, no, you take me and you lock me up. So at that time, who will? You prefer rather just to give that 200 rand or whatever you want to give, and everything is over and you carry on with your life. But those are the times. To speak is very, very easy, and to listen even more easy. But at that moment, and a person who does the thing what he has to do, this is what we have to develop, that iman. This is presence of Allah. Not only when we're making zikr and with great, or we're listening to ash'ar of Hazrat, then we go in a high or anything, but at such times, that time Allah's presence is there and we observe it, then see how Allah, and not for him alone, for his family. for his town people. Allah makes changes for everyone. The whole Ottoman Empire, Khilafate Usmani, one person who made a sacrifice, and Allah opened all these doors. And when we don't do what we have to do, then we start declining. And we start going down. Allah protect us, protect us. So these are those things. So when the desires of guna also come, it is an occasion that we can, at that time, we are firm, we remain firm. We don't, our thoughts really want to go, nobody will know. You on your laptop, on your phone, you want to go on to this site, you want to go on this site. All that also you can do, but you control yourself at that time. Then see what Allah Ta'ala opens the doors for. Allah give us all tawfiq, make it easy for us, inshallah. In this kitab also, letters that were written to Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, and to get to understand it, to get the gist for Maulana Thanvi's work especially, we have to apply our brains, mind even more concentration. Otherwise, we will just take it like it's boring and we don't understand, we don't know what is being said. But there is great maghaz, great matter in it. If we apply ourselves to try to understand, then inshallah, we will benefit also tremendously. The question the person writes, apna hal bagharze islah arz hai. I am presenting my condition for my islah, for my reformation, that I can be reformed. Wo ye hai. And my condition is this, that jin logo ki waza khilaf shariat hoti hai. Those people whose outside appearance is against shariat. They haven't got a beard is cut, no topi, clothing is not sunnat, etc. When I see that, ya jo khilaf shara umur mein masroof hoti hai. Or people who are doing wrong things, like weddings are taking place, lot of wrong, somebody is taking photos, somebody is doing this, music carrying on. When I see all these wrong things, unki in baaton se dil mein nafrat hoti hai. Because of this, in my heart, there is a dislike, a hatred that comes in my heart for these people. Aur bila zarurat unse ittidae salam wa kalam karne ko mahaz Haq Taala ki razamandi ke khayal se dil nahi chahta. And to make salam to them also, I dislike it. Because they are doing so wrong, they are against Sharia, and for Allah's pleasure. I don't want to make them salam also. I look down upon them, like I dislike it also. And for Allah's pleasure, I don't want to make them salam also. Nahi chahta. Bhai hima, apne ko unse achha nahi samajhta. While at the same time, I don't regard myself as better than them. But the wrong they are doing, I can't tolerate that. And for Allah's pleasure, I don't want to give them honor that I go and make salam first to them either. Aur jo baat hai apne andar muafiq shariat ke paata hai, and what I find in myself, which is according to shariat, the right things I'm doing. I've got a topi according to sunnah, beard, whatever else it might be, my namazes, etc. Unko mahaz Ta'ala ka fadl wa ihsan janta hai. And I regard that as only the gift of Allah, it's not my achievement. That I'm making namaz, I'm dressed according to sunnat, etc. Or unke zawal ka andesha hai. And I also fear if pride comes in me, Allah will take away this ni'mat from me. That I won't be able to, even my faras, I can start missing. Forget my defils of tahajjud, etc. Kyunke ata bila istihqaq hai. Because all this what I'm doing according to Shariat, it's a gift from Allah which I know I'm not worthy of. Allah has given me this. It's not that I'm doing it, so I think I'm better than that. But at the same time, I dislike people who are doing wrong things, and therefore I don't even want to make them salam first. Aur jo baat khilaf Shariat apne andar janta hai. And what I know in myself which is not according to Shariat, I'm also involved in wrong. There are those right things also, but other wrong things are also in me. Unko bhi bura aur qabil tark samajhta hai. And I also regard them, it is bad, these qualities that I have, perhaps bad thoughts about people, or whatever weakness I've got, and I have to give them up as well. Lekin apne se itni nafrat apne dil mein nahi paata. But how much I think bad about those people, with regard to myself, I don't regard that as so bad. I also got bad qualities. They also got bad qualities. I regard that as very bad. I also got bad qualities, but my own I don't regard as so bad. جس کے قدر اور لوگوں سے ان کے خلاف شرع باتوں پر ہوتی ہے جس قدر اور لوگوں سے ان کے خلاف شرع باتوں پر ہوتی ہے How much other people are doing wrong, I feel that very bad. What I am doing wrong, I don't feel that so bad. اس وجہ سے اندیشہ کبر ہوتا ہے Therefore, I fear that I've got pride in me. So this I'm writing, he wrote to Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali for treatment. If it's pride, give me the ilaj of it. What is this? That when I see somebody else doing wrong outwardly, their actions are wrong, I feel very bad. And I know I've got wrong within me also. But my own wrong, I don't feel it so bad. See the answer of Hazrat Maulana Thani Rahmatullah Ali. Jawab. Nafrat mein tafawut hona kibar nahi. That this dislike that you have, theirs you dislike so much. My own I don't like so much. This difference is not a proof of pride. It's not a sign that you have got pride in you. And see the proof or the reason he gives. Nafrat aitiqadi to dono jaga yaksa hai. The dislike which is in belief that what he is doing is wrong and what I've got wrong is wrong. That is the same, both sides. But his you dislike more, your own you dislike less. Yours you don't feel so serious. Aur abd usi ka maamur hai. And we are responsible within how much what Allah has given us, we are responsible for that. That we dislike, in our belief that what wrong they are doing, dressed wrongly, doing wrongly is wrong. What I am doing wrong is also wrong. But now the difference that theirs I dislike more, my own I don't dislike so much. So, as far as that is concerned, that is how much Allah Ta'ala has given us and made us like that. Aur ye tafawut nafrat-e-tab'i mein hai. Nafrat-e-i'tiqadi in your belief that is also wrong, this is also wrong, and that is the same, both. But this, the difference that you dislike theirs more, your own you don't dislike so much. This is nafrat-e-tab'i, natural that a person dislikes it more. Jaise انسان کو اپنے پاخانہ سے نفرت کم ہوتی ہے اور دوسرے کے پاخانہ سے زیادہ ہوتی ہے Like a person, his own stool. He dislikes it also. It's bad, it's dirty, it's filthy. But his own stool, he won't dislike so much as somebody else's stool. Somebody else's stool, he will dislike it much more. So he knows both are bad. But somebody else's, he will dislike it more. Your own, you won't dislike so much. What the way Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali was. اور راز اس تفاوت کا تفاوت فی المحبت ہے and the secret of this difference is the difference in love you love yourself more the other person whoever it is you don't love them so much your own self you love more so your own bad you don't look at it as so bad you know it's bad you accept it I must get rid of it but you don't look at it as so bad as somebody else's bad اور ظاہر ہے کہ انسانوں کو اپنے نفس سے زیادہ محبت ہوتی ہے بنسبت غیر کے اینڈ اٹس کوائٹ کلیئر ایوری ون لوز ہم سیلف مور دین واٹ ہی لوز ادر پیپل سو یور اون بیڈ یو اون لک ایٹ اٹ از سو بیڈ دو یو ایکسپٹ اٹس بیڈ اینڈ آئی مسٹ گیٹ ریڈ آف اٹ اینڈ دا ادر ونس یو ریگارڈ اٹ از مور بیڈ اور یہی وجہ ہے کہ ماں کو اپنے بچے کے پاخانہ سے اتنی نفرت نہیں ہوتی ہے جیسا غیر محبوب کے پاخانہ سے جسٹ لائک اے مدر ہر اون بیبی از ڈرٹ فلتھ وین شی میسز She doesn't like it, they dislike it so much as what's another child, another baby. Your own baby does something wrong, you overlook it. But somebody else's, oh, how bad is that baby? The mother doesn't worry about the baby, doesn't clean the baby because it's somebody else. So, جیسے کہ غیر محبوب کے پیخانے سے سو اس کا کبر سے کوئی تعلق نہیں. So this has nothing to do with pride. This is what natural feelings a person has got, and those are different. Your own you don't like, dislike so much. It's not a matter of that you have got pride in you. That's why you are looking more down on the other person, though you know you are in evil. And this is what every person. There is no person who can say that I got no faults in me. But yet we find more, we find other people's faults, we can talk about them more, we dislike them more, we criticize them more, and our own faults, that we don't dislike it so much. So this is not a matter of pride, but a natural thing. May Allah give us all this great understanding which Allah has blessed these great people with, and Allah Ta'ala make our full Islam and to understand what is pride. Otherwise, a person, if he doesn't understand this, he will be treating the disease which is not existing. He hasn't got pride and he's treating pride now. So he's just going to be doing how much harm to himself. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand this and reward our great, great buzurgs, our ulama. What they have done for us, we can never ever imagine, we can never repay them. We should be regularly making dua, read Durood Sharif, which is dua for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. All the ulama, we should always be making duas for them. What great sacrifices they have made to bring deen to us in this form. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.